Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. SEPA Express partners with Volt. White label account to account, a two-way payment company SEPA Express, part of the Banking Circle Group ecosystem, has announced a partnership with real-time payments gateway Volt. HSBC shutters its wealth and personal banking business in New Zealand. UK-based banking and financial services organization HSBC has decided to shutter its wealth and personal banking business in New Zealand. Chase joins the current account switch service. JP Morgan Chase's UK retail banking unit has joined the current account switch service, CAS, to improve the banking experience of consumers. FLIQA partners with iBanks. Slovenia-based fintech FLIQA has announced its partnership with PSD2 platform iBanks to offer customers access to banks via open banking services. NiaOne launches on the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. UK-based digital sandbox provider NiaOne has become available on the Microsoft Azure Marketplace to drive application development and shape business strategies. Stripe takes part in the Mach Alliance. Mach Alliance, a group of independent tech companies dedicated to advocating for open, best-of-breed technology ecosystems, has announced that Stripe has joined the alliance. Payable launches POS offering for in-person payments. Payments company Payable. Paymentology and Vodafone launch MasterCard digital cards in Fiji. UK-based Paymentology has partnered with Vodafone Fiji as it upgrades its M-Paisa mobile wallet to issue MasterCard digital first cards for cross-border and online payments. Mogo Romania chooses PayU to streamline installment payments. Romania-based Mogo, a purchase financer for used vehicles, has partnered with Netherlands-based payment service provider PayU to streamline online loan installment payments. Dosh launches Stashes to help Kiwis manage their money. New Zealand-based digital wallet Dosh has launched the Stashes offering to help Kiwis manage their money more effectively. E9 Pay partners with Currency Cloud. South Korea-based money transfer operator E9 Pay has partnered with UK-based cross-border payments platform Currency Cloud to launch the new E9 Pay collection service. Just launches suite of ML capabilities. Just, a chargeback mitigation innovator, has launched a suite of ML-powered capabilities designed to improve the way merchants navigate the landscape of chargeback management. Apple launches new security features. US-based technology company Apple has announced the launch of new privacy and security features, including updates on multiple existing tools. Go cardless to cut 17% of staff. UK payments unicorn Go Cardless is to cut 17% of staff in a bid to shave 15% off its cost base and rediscover its scrappy startup energy. Just applies AI to chargeback mitigation. Just, a chargeback mitigation innovator, today announced the launch of a new suite of machine learning-powered capabilities designed to revolutionize the way merchants navigate the complex landscape of chargeback management. Goldring integrates with Smart Fintech for open banking payment initiation. Goldring SA, an investment broker at the Bucharest Stock Exchange and on the major international markets, which offers trading services to individual and corporate investors, announces the integration of Smart Pay into its platform. Reward chosen for Visa issuer loyalty programs across Europe. Reward, a global leader in customer engagement and benefits programs, is today announcing news of a strategic partnership with Visa, with Reward selected as preferred partner to provide capabilities and content in support of Visa issuer loyalty programs across Europe. James Bushby joins Ozone API as General Manager for UK, Europe and North America. Ozone API, the leading provider of open finance software, is pleased to announce the appointment of James Bushby as General Manager for the UK, Europe, and North America. Paymentology and Vodafone to issue MasterCard digital cards TPM Paisa users in Fiji. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, today announces its continued partnership with Vodafone Fiji as it evolves its M-Paisa mobile wallet to now issue MasterCard digital first cards to its customers via the M-Paisa app, enabling seamless cross-border and online payments. FIA Tech snags $25.4 million for trade data network. Seven major global banks have shelled out $25.4 million to fund the ongoing development of a post-trade service for exchange-traded derivatives. Bank of China's BOCI issues first tokenized notes. The Bank of China's investment banking arm, BOCI, has issued a tokenized security on the main Ethereum blockchain in Hong Kong. NimCard acquires Spotii. UAE-based BOSS provider NimCard has acquired BNPL company Spotii to extend customized BNPL services to its clients, according to Gulf Business. Western Union and DMW augment remittances for overseas Filipinos. U.S.-based money transfer service Western Union and the Department of Migrant Workers, DMW, have signed a MOU to support the remittance needs of overseas Filipino workers. iProoff partners with UndercoverLab. Biometric authentication tech provider iProoff has announced a partnership with Andorra-based custom software developer UndercoverLab. Konio expands its digital asset offering. U.S.-based fintech Konio has expanded its offering of digital assets to include five new cryptocurrencies, namely Ethereum, Avalanche, Cardano, Litecoin, and Algorand. PayPal Ventures invests in Latin American e-commerce outfit Knock Knock. PayPal Ventures has led a $14 million Series A funding round for Knock Knock, a firm that helps facilitate cross-border e-commerce between global sellers and Latin America. Payable rolls out POS product for in-person payments. Today, Payable, a leading payments company, announced the launch of its point-of-sale, POS, solution for in-person payments. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.